Dame Flora in her rich array to winter now gives room, who strips her of her robe so gay that had such sweet perfume. He with his icy beard comes in, and looking her upon, to greet her thus he doth begin, "Proud Flora, now be gone." But Flora, loath to leave the streams wherein she took delight, and banished be from Cynthia's beams, but slowly took her flight. "Why should I leave the plains," quoth she, "that once I made so fine, and decked them most gorgeously, that dost thou call them thine? Why must I leave the warbling notes of my beloved choir, that still would sing within the woods what tune I did desire? Oh, stay a while, cold winter, till these pleasures all decline, and when thy floods the rivers fill, my pleasures all resign. Go, go, proud Flora, post away, make haste and hence be gone. Believe me what I now do say, my floods are coming on. Long time you reigned in glory here, while I lay lurking by. You in your time did domineer, so Flora now will I. Old winter, prithee stay a while, be not so harsh to me, for thou shouldst never take my place while leaves are on the tree. My company is more esteemed 10,000 times than thine, for they that once to me are weaned will ne'er with thee combine. Is this a time to pray to me now coming into power? Oh, blast all that belongs to thee, and will thy joys devour. I'll freeze thy pretty bubbling springs that by thee used to glide, and wither all those lovely things that puffed thee up in pride. I'll take possession of thy bowers wherein thou didst remain, and make them swim with floating showers and mighty storms of rain. Yea, where thou used to bathe thyself, there rocks of ice shall be. Lovers no more shall joy themselves beneath the myrtle tree. Thou frosty bearded winter, I will tell thee once again. Thy mighty floods I'll quickly dry and suck up all thy rain. I'll thaw the springs which thou dost freeze, and guide my plains once more. I'll cause fresh leaves upon the trees, and thou wilt me adore. For couldst thou once thy will obtain, thou wouldst me banish quite. The world should empty be of grain, such is thy deadly spite. No fruit should then in Europe be man's palate for to please, which makes so many envy thee for such like tricks as these. I know, fair Flora, that thou art beloved far more than I. To speak the truth, 'tis thy desert, with thee I'll now comply. Yet must thou give me leave a while in power to remain. Then thou shalt come again and smile upon the flowery plain.